Pensacola, Buffalo Gap, Potosi. Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Rami?
Raimi, like Do Raimi.
Oh, hey, Raimi. My name's John. I'm the director here. Sorry if I pronounced your name incorrectly.
Oh, bro, it's a hard one to get, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I actually have a friend named Rami, so that's kind of why I don't know why I jumped into that, but I just sort of put it together with the E at the end, the way she spelled it. But my representative, Tara, wanted me to jump on the line with you. She asked me to go over some pricing. Did she do a good job of actually explaining, like, the placement and, like, where we're talking about listing your business?
She did.
Okay. Did you have, like, a specific question about the placement or how it works?
Well, so, you know, there's – so the area that I'm in, where my home base is, my shop, and
– Holly.
I'm in Holly, correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is an outskirt little country town. There's some money here, but it's not one of the high-end areas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so close to my house that obviously I do want to provide services here.
Right.
But I want to make sure that my service area is reaching the high-end areas, which is Potosi, Tuscola, and Buffalo Gap in Abilene.
Mm-hmm. She notated that here, I see. Okay, let me make sure that this will even hit that kind of area. I gotta pull up your radius. Let's see here. Would you say all three of them are within 30 miles or 40 miles of you?
Well, I'm already, you know, Holly is about, you know, 20 miles away from Abilene, and then Abilene, you know, Potosi, Buffalo Gap, and Tuscola are all on, like, the south, east, and west of Abilene. So,
it says Tuscola is 23 miles.
From Holly or from...
Oh, let me see here. Actually, the GPS pulled up different Tuscola and different Holly, too. Put Texas in there, but for some reason, okay. No, so it's 32. Okay, 32.5 miles from Holly. Okay, so Tuscola will hit. Okay, let's go Buffalo Gap. Okay, Buffalo Gap's 29.7, so we'll hit that too. That's all. What I'm trying to see is if it's within 40, we could keep you on a local campaign, and it's more cost efficient. If money's not an object for you, I can have you showing up anywhere, but the idea here is to, money's an object for most people, you know, keep the pricing down. Okay. Yeah, and Potosi is 24.2. So all of these cities are within the service area. It's actually perfect because of where you're located in Holly. That's actually ideal for you to be able to hit all of those locations. You get up to about a 40-mile radius on the local listings from where your Google PIN is sent. So the address Google has down is a 5434 private road.
Yes, sir.
And so from there, all those cities reach that. So we can actually keep you on a local listing, which is a lot more cost efficient for you, you know. A local listing, it'll usually run about $10 to $15 a day. I could get it closer to like the $10 range, have it at like $299 month to month on a flat rate without you having to do any kind of long-term contract. And that's mostly just because I see your business is veteran owned. So I put a veteran's discount in there and then a new in business credit and get it as low as I can. Advertised on our website, the platinum's usually $599. So that's, you know, it's like a 50% price reduction actually from that package, because this one's going to include the custom website design for you too. And then you get the popular directory submissions as well. So things like Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, those are all covered in the... Here, let me show you. You get texting on this number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll send you the pricing page so you can see it here. And Tara told me she's found a home advisor by Angie's listing for you.
Yes, sir.
How do you like that? Is that working out?
You know, I've never really had great experiences with Angie's List and all that. But I'm giving them one more shot just because all they're going to be doing is pushing kitchen and bathroom remodels. I was telling Tara that, you know, back in Washington State, I was building custom homes, and here in Texas, man, the profit margins just aren't the same as what I'm used to. Everybody's building them cheaper here, and then they're using so the labor is just so cheap, man. And so I don't want to compete in that. I want to compete in somewhere that I can make some money, you know.
Right.
So,
well,
if I focus on
a lot because of the credibility factors that come with these listings, like your Google verified, you know what I mean, and so. You know, the people who live over here don't necessarily want those guys there either. I mean, sure, they want to save some money, but at the same time, you know, you want it done the right way, and you want trusted and reputable contractor doing any kind of bathroom or kitchen remodel for you. So we do a Google verification, and this is something that you'll keep for your business, even if you left the services to be on the first page later down the line, and they have you send in, like, license, insurance. I know it's not actually required by the state, but if you have it, you know, you fill out the form. There's a variety of different things. And even if you, it's not required by your state or you don't have some of that paperwork, you fill it out as much as possible, and then they'll verify you over the phone, when they have you doing this type of advertisement. And that gives you a little boost, from a credibility perspective, because, you know, it's basically telling them that we've done our homework. Like, you can just hire this guy. He's out here. He's real. He's not somebody that just came across the fence yesterday.
Right,
and,
right.
You know what I mean? So that's definitely an advantage, I would say, versus any other listings out there. Regardless, you know, with the leads, you know, most people are going to be looking online for contractors. I would say about 90% of the searches start and stop on that first page. So, you know, the only way those guys are really going to get hired is if one of the guys that are on the first page or, you know, a Google verified business is going out and hiring them, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you could still do those kind of things too if it's in your interest, but I just think...
If I am picking up work without... Yeah, if I'm picking up work without needing that, I'd much rather not be doing
that. Yeah, it's really about getting the calls in the first place, you know. If you get the calls, you know, I'm very confident that you'll do well. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then I'm sure you'll do great with this. They're actually just a reseller of Google advertising. So they put themselves on Google, and then they sell the leads to, you know, four or five people at a time, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. Worked with a lot of guys who use that, and they all say they'd rather just have people call them directly off the first page. You know,
right.
I've never had one guy say, "Oh, I'm gonna cancel my first page placement and go buy leads off Home Advisor, who's on the first page, to get the leads in the first place." You know, so
right.
I think it'd be a nice change of pace for you. We might even save you some money depending on what you're spending on leads. I know bathroom and kitchen model leads with those guys are like $50 on the low end. I've seen some of them as high as $200, you know. So I was working with a guy in this area for 6 years, and he was doing that. And I remember when I first started here, they were called Service Magic like 12 years ago. So, you know, those are just big maybes. It's almost like buying expensive scratchers when you're buying leads off there. You know, it's like you're going to the store, spend $40 and scratch it off and see what you get. Might get a job out of it, might not. Yeah, so, I mean, if I could approve this pricing structure at $299 month to month and get you the first page placement, we'll also knock out your site for you, too. You know, the website alone's worth a lot more than that, but we're banking on you liking it and using it long term. I mean, is this something you'd consider? Oh, I found a site for you, rccontracting.com or tx.com.
Yes, sir.
You own that domain?
I
I don't think so.
Okay. Top line pro? Who's top line pro?
That's who I have that through.
Okay. Shoot. So you're paying these guys monthly for hosting?
Yep.
I mean, I can, if I waive all fees affiliated with your site, I can actually get the monthly down to $249 if you want to come on board with us today, and we'll just use the site that you already have. That way you can make some money off of it. But my concern is if you cancel those guys, your website disappears, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to own the domain usually, and then you could just get another host if you leave them. What are they charging you monthly for the site?
I think it's, man, I'm super unhappy with them, because they don't do anything. You know, I think I'm paying like $160 a month, and they're supposed to be doing something as far as, you know, like social media and blah, 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 but there's nothing ever.
They're not doing anything. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Let me show you this. I don't know, did you get that pricing page I sent you?
I didn't even look at,
Dang, I got the landscapers coming outside here. Website's not bad, you know, it's just $160 a month is a bit excessive.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so am I supposed to be on the My Site demo?
No, that's the website example. So if I include the website for you, that's what it would be, you know, it would be similar to this. Or I don't know why your name was spelt like that. I just realized, R. Amy. but yeah, it would be similar to this. All right, we would start with this, like, format. And then we'd send over to you the rough draft, and then any revisions that you want to make on it from there, we'll fully customize it to that degree. But what I wanted to show you was the actual pricing page. So that's the first link that I sent to you.
Okay, I'm on that one now.
Okay, if you scroll down, you'll see like Premier Google Partners, and I'll have like a Google Partner badge there. That's live link to google.com/partners, by the way. So that way you know you're talking to the right people. And then you'll see premium SEO packages. This is what you would have been in for if those other cities didn't actually fall within a 40-mile radius. You would have been looking at the premier packages with the Google ads, so that way we could still hit those areas. But if you keep scrolling down, you'll see a local bundle plus Facebook ads, and then they got the Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I was talking about doing for you here is putting you on this Platinum Package Bundle, the one that says most popular. It's usually $5.99 monthly. Now, this one includes the website. It labels it as an optimized landing page, which is like the My Site demo that I just sent you.
Okay.
But you also have that Google listing. That's your moneymaker, Bing, Facebook ads, the popular directory submissions, so Yelp, Yellow Pages. You know, there's about 60 of them that you could opt in or out of at your own discretion. And then the review monitoring and the tracking system, so we could actually show you what clients are getting from it. So what I was offering to do is to put you on this package for $299, which is our essential package price, by applying a new in business credit and a veterans discount for your service. And then I would also waive the setup fee that goes towards the site. And I'd still waive that. You know, the setup fee usually goes towards like purchasing the domain, doing a client interview, name, address, and phone number cleanups, campaign research and creation, optimizing of the site. I'd still waive that because if you've already spent that much money on the site, I don't want you going backwards, basically. You know, you've already invested, I don't know how many months you've been doing that, but 160 even, you know, is enough if you've just been doing it for 2 months for me to say, okay, let's just waive that and get his site built. I want you to have a site if you're going to move forward with it. So I'd basically be $299 out the door. You'll have the Platinum package and all of its contents. you know, no setup fee. And then each month moving forward, if you want to continue to use our services, it's going to stay $299. And you could effectively cancel your website guy, save that $160. And then after 30 to 45 days, once we have you running full capacity on everything, I'm pretty sure you could leave Home Advisor. You won't lose any sleep over that too. So I think in this situation, you know, if we fast forward 2 months from now, I got you saving money and making more by having your, you know, multiple different ways of generating leads and then having your website hosted. And it's all under one roof. So you don't have like 100 different bills and phone numbers floating around to keep track of it. You got one app you could download to your phone. You could oversee everything through that app. And then also, you know, we have 24/7 customer service available to you to make sure everything's up and running and working properly.
Okay.
So what do you think about that? I mean, if I can get that platinum package for you at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for RC contracting and remodeling?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to verify your listing. I did find a Google business profile for you, but I want to make sure that we're not missing any major changes here. So I have an address where they sent a PIN verification to. Do you recall getting that PIN that it has a little 5-digit number on the back of it? It says Google on it.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you still have that PIN by chance?
Oh, probably not. That's been like a year and a half ago. Yeah.
Okay. The address is the same though. The 5434 Private Road.
Yes.
65, apartment 3C.
Yes.
Okay. You want me to have that hidden?
Wait. No, there's no apartment 3C.
Okay. Let me adjust this. And then just to verify, it's Holly 79525, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is valid, but not the apartment number. Okay. And then address hidden, correct?
Address what?
You want me to hide your street address so people can't show up to your doorstep and get shot?
I got a bunch of guns, man. If they come,
I'm like veteran in Texas, you know. Like I don't want to have people showing up there. You're going to them anyway, you know. So there's really no way to display it, or no reason to display it, but it'll still have like city,
right,
state, and zip on there.
Yeah, right? You're right.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, my brother actually went to Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a Tomahawk in the Army. It was like a 1st Infantry, I think it was like 26th or 23rd Battalion.
He came back with all his moving parts?
Yeah, he's one of the only ones, actually, when he meets all his buddies and there's a couple of friends. He's lost a couple of friends that even they enlisted with him out of high school. A couple of them passed, but a lot of them are, you know, they're missing limbs. He got discharged, even though I guess they ran over, it was like a IED or I don't know the name of it. They ran over a bomb. And he didn't lose any body parts, but they still discharged him. And they said he's got like bad PTSD, but I thought he was already had a couple screws loose before he even went over there. Yeah. But
now he has an excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. My cousin was he's more messed up than my brother. My cousin, he was doing CASI back out there. And so he has a lot of bad dreams he tells me about. Stuff he's dealing with psychologically, but these guys are both, you know, my brother's 35 and my cousin's 34, so they were both from my brother was like 2010 to 2016, and then my cousin was 2010 to 2019 or 18, so he did like 2 years longer than my brother. Yeah, so my brother actually sued the VA and got some money, and he lives out in New Mexico, and he just kind of does his thing out there, hangs out with his dog and his girlfriend, and just kind of takes it easy these days.
Well, good.
Yeah. No, but I appreciate your service, you know. My grandfather was actually the driver. He was a chauffeur for President Eisenhower a long time ago.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and he's the one who put it on us when we were young, you know. He was trying to get me to get into the service. Right out of high school, he wanted me to go, my brother to go, but I ran away from it. I ain't going to lie to you. I wanted no part of it.
Well, not everybody, you know what I mean? It's not for everybody, for sure.
Yeah, like from a physical perspective, I love that stuff. Growing up, we always grew up like that. Like, I've done Ironmans. I don't know if you know what those are, like triathlons.
I do.
So, like, I'm really into that. You know, I stay in really good shape. I was always athletically fit. I just couldn't get around, get my conscience around it. I already knew right away what happened to my brother would have happened to me. They would have put me in a unit and deployed me, and I just didn't want to do that. My brother's got a lot of stuff on his conscience where I'm just kind of like, man, I'm grateful that at 18 I already kind of protected my mind from that. I knew better because he's still, you know, his 30s, the decision he made at 18 is still kind of lingering with him, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So they have some crazy stories. They used to strap bombs to kids and send them go running at my brother and stuff. He was telling me about it. Nuts.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard decisions.
For sure.
All right. Sorry, I get off topic thinking about that. So I verified this street address. I'm gonna ditch this domain name here. I'm just gonna remove it from all your Google business profile and online listings, and we'll get you a new domain name and just build a whole new site, because I don't wanna have to worry about, like, if you cancel that $160 with those guys that you're paying them each month, them trying to hold the hostage.
Right.
And then, you know, then we're trying to fight those guys. So I'm just going to get a whole new one, build it from scratch for you. What's your last name?
Colin. C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
And you're the sole owner? Do you have any partners out here?
Nope, just me.
Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Just 9 to 5, so people aren't calling me super early in the morning.
Okay. You had 8 to 6 previously, and then Saturday, Sunday closed.
Yeah, let's just stay with that.
Okay. And then this the same number we're on is what they have on your Google business profile, so you want to leave that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want to update. All right, save. Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Correct.
Okay. Do you offer financing for larger jobs or payment options?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. What would you say your work capacity is? Like, how many jobs do you think you can handle? Or let's just say from a bathroom remodel perspective, because that's a broad question. How many bathroom remodels do you think you can knock out over the course of a month?
Probably 8.
That's a tough question. 8? Okay. So about 2 a week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And these are conversions, not leads. Plus per month. Okay. Submit. All right. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of this discounted pricing structure that I approved for you. What's your business email address?
rccr325@gmail.com.
rccr325@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. It came back valid. Okay, good. Save. Okay. All right, Remy. And then we got to do a client interview with you. I got the service area drawn up pretty good here, but we want to do the client interview just to make sure we're not missing anything. I mean, I could just set it as, like, the maximum radius, 40 miles. Seems like everything you're targeting is within 30 from what I've looked up. But I have some notes. But they're just going to want to interview you just to make sure and we're dot the I's, cross the T's on it, and we have you showing up in the right areas. And then we got 15 keywords that we'll list you for at a time. Bathroom and kitchen models, just two of them. So we want to run the Google Analytics and actually see, like, what other keywords that they would recommend for you. And then you have final say on everything. So you tell us what you will or won't do or won't accept. So that way we can make sure the leads are qualified. And then we'll get the domain and get started on the site. So the client interviews, they're usually about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to knock it out. What's your schedule look like today?
I'm in a remodel right now, so
I was going to say, I got a 5 to 6 today, or we could shoot for tomorrow if that doesn't work. I know you're probably going to be working all day if you're in the middle of something.
Yes, sir. So are we on the same time zone right now, or?
No, we're in California time.
So is that
your Washington time, your old time zone?
No, I'm in Texas now. So
but I was in Texas time zone. So I was.
Oh, you were?
Five to six Texas time zone. Mm-hmm. That's 3 to 4 here.
Yeah, that should work.
You think so? 5 to 6 your time.
Actually, no, it won't. My wife, she's getting off, she's a teacher, and so when she gets off, she's throwing paint clothes on and coming over and touching up areas that need paint here. Yep.
Right on. That's awesome. Okay. I got tomorrow. I can do any time tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. would be the cutoff.
Let's do tomorrow at 9.
9? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. You're going to get an automated message at about 8 a.m. just as a reminder, okay, for the client interview.
Sure.
And then if anything pops up or changes, let me know. You know, I understand things happen sometimes, but and then we'll walk you through it. It's pretty easy. They won't ask you anything you don't know off the top of your head.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have license and insurance? It's not actually required in Texas, but... Do you have it?
Right. So all I have is a $75,000 bond.
Okay.
And then, you know, you have to have, so that's really the only requirement, and then just your business license, you know?
Yeah. So the business license and the bond will actually have you send in. Here, I'm going to send you the form right now for a Google verification.
Okay.
I want you to have that badge. That's going to separate you from any kind of illegal contractors that are out there.
Okay.
Okay. People look for that, you know. They don't want to have some random undocumented killer from Mexico.
Right.
Yeah, it just crossed over. You know, it's crazy. I've been seeing a lot of the people that are coming through over there are Chinese. Have you noticed that?
Dude, yeah, there's a lot of Chinese are coming into Mexico and then just coming across. But
yeah,
dude, what's
freaking me out, because I saw that Mexico is in bed with China. So I'm like, why is the Mexican president meeting up with these commies? And then now you got all these guys, going into Mexico and then going into Texas. And it's,
right.
It's stressing me out a little bit, but. I'm like, that's not really the place to go, though, because, I mean, you run into some good old boys out there. Texas is more pro-Second Amendment than anywhere. They're just going to end up getting shot. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a smart strategy, but I feel like if they're trying to plan something slowly, I mean, the U.S., we've always had a kind of the advantage geographically because we're gridlocked with, you know, Mexico, Canada, and then the oceans. But I feel like if anything were to happen... Mexico is kind of giving them some kind of standing ground to get into the U.S. or build a base there.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe I'm just paranoid, but that's just bugging me. I don't understand that. I'd rather them almost be Latino than to see Chinese people coming through there. But maybe they're also just trying to escape communism, you know? I know China's pretty bad.
I mean, I definitely... We're all... all of us Americans are just a bunch of immigrants from somewhere else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't like standing in the way of people having a dream and just come over and work hard and do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just like having them verified, you know? Like, I don't think the rules are unreasonable, you know? Like,
background
check and come through, you know? Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, though. I mean, my family's, they've all migrated. I mean, we're English, Irish, French, Native American. So, I mean, aside from the Native American, everything else is just immigrants from Europe.
Yep.
You know? So, all right. Well, anyway, hopefully you don't have any problems with those guys. It just stresses me out. Even out here in California, it's kind of like they're loosey-goosey with the border. Over here too, so it's kind of like they're just waving them in. I would like for them to at least check them out, but anyway. All right, so I got
they've been, it's Guatemalans that are coming over like super fierce right now.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of Salvadoran or people from El Salvador. They had a real problem down there before they got this president, and this president's like good friends with Trump that they have now. He's like a Middle Eastern guy. He's not even from there, but he built this huge jail and locked up a bunch of people. I guess in L.A. they had these street gangs called MS-13 and 18th Street or whatever, and they would round them up and deport them back to El Salvador, and those guys would just run rampant murdering people out there, and then they were coming back into the United States, the border. And, and so then you have these guys like full face tattoos, like just complete like gang members crossing the border like easily. And I don't know if they cleaned it up, but now it's, supposedly a lot better over there from what I've heard. But that was the real problem because they were like the murder capital of the world, for like six, seven years running. And then they have these guys just crossing into the U.S. I think that's really the concern. You don't want them crossing over and then making their way up into like wealthy areas or something and committing crimes and then just going back with no consequence. So that's kind of the concern. But anyway, I could talk all day about that. You probably have a good idea of who I'm voting for in November.
Yeah, sure.
All right, but I got your client interview squared away. I sent that invitation over, so we'll walk you through that tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
It's both? Okay. And it has your middle initial on it, too?
Yes, I have my middle name.
Okay, what's your middle name?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay, so it's Rami Kelly Collins.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the street address, it's the same as the street address that's PIN verified?
Yep, so okay. 5434 Private Road 365.
Yep, okay, and I got that hidden. All right. I just have to make sure this matches up. It's a very sensitive system. If one thing is off, it just flags it. It'll decline the transaction. And then I'll send the invoice over to you so you could add it to your write-offs there.
Okay. All
right. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, Visa. All right, I'm ready for you.
4005.
Okay.
7101.
Okay.
0015.
All right.
3684.
All right. And then the expiration date, month and year?
10/26.
10/26. Okay. And 3-digit code on the back?
835.
835. All right. Update. All right. And then we're going to go platinum package bundle. We'll go veterans. The new business credit. We have a set of fee for you. Include the website. No charge for the domain. Alright. Alright. Input employee ID number. Okay. Hold on. package. All right, and then I locked in on this deal. Now, if you do want to expand, like let's say you hire some people maybe a couple months down the line, I'm going to send you my direct number extension, but we could always add Google Ads or Google Guarantee. They usually want you to have a couple months of this and at least 5 reviews built up on your local listing before we do Google Guarantee, but that's something I could definitely grow you into. It's a really, really good program where it's pay per lead, but they don't charge you a lead fee unless you actually schedule the appointment, and we actually hand the client off to you live, like with the customer on the line. So we pre-screen them and then give them to you. So
okay.
Yeah, I think that's something. Maybe we'll wait until you get Home Advisor off the books and then and this other website guy, and then if you want to expand or grow, we can grow you into that. And you could put the Google Guarantee, I mean, you'll be at the very top of the screen, but you could put that in any area. So if you already have this local listing covering the 40 miles and you say, hey, I want to have Google Guarantee only targeting everywhere outside of that for up to, you know, 60, 70 miles, you know, then you got a real big service area. You know, obviously cherry picking jobs at that point instead of just going out to what's calling you.
Right.
Okay. But we'll get you there. The tracking system is a good tool too, because it'll allow you to request reviews from the clients, so you can send them like a little message when you're leaving the job, and then we could build up your reviews like that. You only got 3 of them on your Google Business profile right now, so I'm imagining not too long here we'll have you at the qualified 5 that you need.
Okay.
Did you get that Google verification form?
Yes.
Okay. Just have your name corrected this time.
No, you got it. R-A-M-I-E. It's R-A-M-E-Y.
E-Y. Gotcha. Sorry, that's just how Tara sent your account over to me. Let me fix it. All right, there you go. All right, and then you got a security question for your Google Business profile. We're going to get added as manager to the profile, but I want to make sure that, you know, before any changes are made, that they have you verify the security question. That way somebody can't pretend to be you, or vice versa. If one of my reps called you and you want to verify their identity, you ask them to verify this security question. So you have 3 options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born?
Olympia.
Olympia, Washington.
Yep.
Tara didn't yell "Go Huskies" at you? Their family.
Go Huskies.
Yeah. Yeah, her family's from out there. Her husband was painted. I seen a man painted purple not that long ago. They were going nuts. But I grew up in Southern California, so I was actually kind of rooting for Harbaugh to come over here and take that
job. I bet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Herbert's pretty darn good. I've seen them play a couple times, and they just that coach that we had was just garbage. So we needed that. All right, Olympia, Washington, save. Okay, good. All right, and then I adjusted your paperwork here. I'm going to resend the initial invoice over to you with the outline of the agreement. Make sure your name's spelled properly. So I'm just multitasking over here. But that form, it tells you right on it. Just fill it out as much as you can. I know you had the business license and then the bond. That should be enough, but it tells you right at the bottom that if anything's missing, the only option that we have is to verify over the phone with the Google representative. We have some Google representatives in-house. So you do have to agree to that, though. So there's like a box you got to kind of check there and say you're okay with that. It's basically just asking if you're okay with that.
All I see is the access your dashboard box. Or are we on a different thing now?
Oh, yeah, that was the subscription terms. You already signed the subscription terms? Let me see. Oh, no, I don't have it here. No. Now, the account dashboard, it's asking you for username and password. It usually doesn't do that until after you sign your subscription terms to go into the tracking system. Yeah, the form that there's the form that I was talking about, you should have it twice now. And this one will say local splash, and it'll say, Rami, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information to proceed further. And there's a little link in there. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. Man, you're getting a lot of text messages. I can see how they help you. Yeah.
Okay, I've been looking on on email, so let me switch back over to Ted.
Oh, yeah. It'll come through to both, actually. We always send it to both, but... yeah,
okay, so now I'm on text, and please click here, localsplash.com terms to accept.
Yeah, that's your subscription terms. So if you click on that one, you do got to sign this one before the client interview tomorrow. But this one will have a full outline of the agreement. So you'll have all the products and features in our Platinum Package Bundle. And then it'll have the discounted pricing structure I got you on. It'll have the billing date and the cancellation policy. And at the bottom, you have to sign off on that. You can take your time with it. It's no rush. The client interview is tomorrow at 9. But if it's not signed by the client interview, they'll start the conversation with that. And then the other one is the Google verification form. And that one, you're going to have to, like, upload the photos of the insurance or the bond and the registration. Still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so I just did that, and now it's got me on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about that one right now. So they're going to send you at the during your client interview, they'll give you the login credentials, and they'll send you a YouTube video that shows you how to use your tracking system and a link to the downloadable app. Right now it's basically blank until we knock out the client interview and get it all up and running, so there's not really a lot to see in there anyway.
Okay,
so then there's the Google verification form, though. I want you to be able to see this, because these are like your only two pieces of homework right here. So you're already halfway there with that.
Okay, so now Local Splash...
Mm-hmm. That one. Okay, so I see that says Local Splash, and then it'll say... to get your Google business profile verified. So it's like Rami to get your, okay. So there's a link in this one too. You'll see it down there, URL. Okay. So click on that link.
Okay.
Okay. And this is your Google verification form. Okay. So it's just apply all necessary documentation to Google for your Google business profile verification. So a lot of this stuff I know we already have here, but this actually gets submitted to the Google headquarters, okay? This isn't coming to us. This actually will go directly to Google. So you want to verify email, your name, phone number, company name, and then it says, like, pictures of tools and equipment which you use to carry out your work, upload pictures of your work vehicle with license plate. Now, you can cover your license plate number, okay? It says with license plate, not with license plate number. And I realized that because I had some clients who were like, I don't want to put my license plate number up there. And so they just kind of like, they cover the number. They're more so just looking for, you know, make and model of the car and then, you know, that it's a Texas license plate, which I'm assuming you have by now, right? You've been out there a while.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. And then they'll have, it'll have upload business license and insurance documentation. So I know you say you have the bond and then the business registration, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, actually, so send in what you have for that where it says license and insurance. Just send in the bond for that one. And then you'll say business card. If you don't have a business card, no big deal. I have some guys have it, some don't. The business registration has its own section. And a picture of an invoice is optional. And the picture of the workplace could be anything. It could be, you know, the front of your house. It could be a job site that you're working on. You know, I've had various different ones. Not everybody has a brick and mortar, so they just, you send in something, hey, this is generally what I work or what I work with, or, You know, usually they're okay with that. But it does tell you at the bottom, sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with a Google representative. And it's asking if you're going to be open to that option. Definitely, you know, leave that as a yes if you feel like there's missing stuff. If you're like, hey, I'm going to have all of this stuff 100%, you can check no and just submit it. But if you're thinking, hey, I'm missing something, then just leave it as yes. We'll three-way call, verify over the phone. It's a quick call. It takes like 2 to 3 minutes. They already want to push your information through anyway since you're doing first page placement and you have the advertisement going. So, and then after that, it's just a matter of knocking out this client interview and then being responsive to the calls as they come in. We ask for a 24 to 48-hour response time. We do understand you get wrapped up on jobs. That's fine. Always try to be professional, generate as good reviews as you possibly can. We do have review monitoring in place in the Platinum package, so we're always going to side with you, Rami, if you run into some crazy clients, but, you know, nothing too crazy, okay? Don't pull out a gun on anybody, okay. You know?
I'll try.
Don't start getting flashbacks out there. I think that concludes our initial setup. So I'm going to be your account lead. I'll send you my direct extension right now. We do have an account management team, so I'm not the only guy you're going to talk to, but if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to give me a shout. The payment is set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day. The first month payment already went through. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. Just as a reminder, I don't think you're going to cancel, but just full disclosure here, there's no cancellation fees or penalties. Try to let us know before the seventh day if you are going to discontinue. I don't think you will, but try to let us know. If you do discontinue, we don't delete any of your Google business profile, your reviews, or anything that you've accumulated. We just stop doing the optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page of the Google search results anymore. Obviously, the calls will slow down at that time, but you'll still keep all your credibility factors and the things that we built for you to that point. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then it asks, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so you're basically good to go. I'll let you get back to work there. I know you're on that job site. Did you get my direct number and extension? I just sent it over, so it should be the newest text message there.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah, don't hesitate to give me a call if you need anything. We'll walk you through it. We're not going to make any money if you're not making money, so we'll be on top of it in the beginning, and then once we see you got the hang of everything, we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing.
Sounds good, bro.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.